can't whisper to save my life, because my soft, slithering sound cuts through silence like a knife. My mom's even had my hearing tested, like, twice, or maybe thrice, but no dice, because my eardrums beat quite nice. Even though this voice I've been endowed with will cut through the loudest crowd and the proudest shroud of quiet like the loudest library riot. But by and by, I'm not embarrassed by my big boy booming bass. See, I think of it as a gift, like God took a moment to sift through his big bulging bag of brilliant traits, you know, the traits that make the greats. For me, he shifted aside the height, the 2020 sight, and any chance of winning a UFC fight until he found what would make my life alright. No, not alright. Just right. Because I was made with a whole bag of confidence, a love of words so intense, and just a dash of common sense. My big voice is what makes it all mix. See, God gave me these nifty tricks, but without my big voice, I'd be like a lion without teeth. A sword without a sheath, like a ledger without a heath. But this isn't all about me. See, I embrace my gift with glee, but then look up and see others aren't as free. So people say you talk too fast, just verbally blast past that gas mask. And if God made you a bit rounder, don't flounder. Just fly your deep, fat, fried, free flag high as you proudly pound down another round of quarter pounders. God made you powder, paper, white, and you have to constantly fight the daylight. Don't hide from sight. Just let your personality shine so bright that people's burned retinas aren't the only reason they won't forget you. Now, I can think of 1,000 more gifts hidden that are God-given for lives that people just aren't living. I'm not going to pretend to know everything, but I guarantee your gifts are glorious. Your gifts are gorgeous. Your gifts are God-given, so God dang it, just keep giving. Sorry, I started shouting, so. You know what? No, screw that. You're welcome.